do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
I'm your co-host, John, and this is all my fault.
I'm your co-host, Besha, and it's also totally my fault.
At this point, you know, I mean, we're just going to have to, as a culture, accept it and move forward.
Yeah. Growing up is about understanding what you're responsible for. Some of us are responsible for little humans, and some of us are responsible for podcasts.
Indeed. Indeed. What's new in your life, Besha? I feel like it's been a while.
Well, wow. What is new in my life? Work is sending me to all these travel things, right? So I'm spending like a week every month somewhere on the road. And like, I'm getting really good at packing, and I've got my little go bag, and I've got all my routines set up, and I've gotten like frequent flyer club things for every airline just in case. But what they keep doing is sending me to places like Columbus, Ohio, or like Gastonia, North Carolina.
So places that require that maybe require a stop and a connection to a tiny airport.
More like places that require a lot of alcohol to be tolerable. It's great to tell people that I travel a lot for work. Like, my time is really valuable, and people will pay for me to go help them. Unfortunately, they're also in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Oh, my. Well, you know, it's funny because I actually think that we should bring our guest in right away, because I bet she has some insights for us on this. As I feel like she also is a person who travels a lot. Can we welcome to the show my fantastic friend, Amy?
Hello. How are you?
Yes. Hi. Amy, am I right about this? Like, because it seems like you travel a whole lot. But
you're right. Yes, okay. I do. I travel, and I have been to Columbus, Ohio. And it does require a lot of alcohol.
Here's a question that I would now pose to the both of you. What is the most tolerable small town? If you can think of a specific one, or if you could, if there is like a notional small town that would be tolerable that you wish you would encounter.
Has sidewalks and a bookstore.
Ah.
Oh, wow. That's breaking it down. Real simple. I was actually trying to think of a real place, but, and I was failing miserably. I was trying to think of a small town. Bentonville, Arkansas. No, not Bentonville, Arkansas. No. Although it does have sidewalks.
Hey.
And I'm fairly certain it has a bookshop. I know it has a really good Mexican restaurant.
That's kind of surprising.
That wins it some sort of prize. I'm not sure what the prize is yet.
Indeed.
But it is delicious. Totally worth going.
Fascinating.
Shout out to Table Mesa. Yes, it's called Table Mesa. Mesa is table in Spanish. So it's called Table. Delicious. You've learned something just by showing up.
That is true.
Now you know another Spanish word.
My partner and I went by an apartment building called Casa Linda the other day, and he had apparently walked by it before and thought about this a lot, and he was like, why do they call it Linda's house? Who's Linda? Why is it named for her? And he had a whole riff on it, and it like broke my heart to tell him that Linda means pretty.
She's also a great lady.
Yeah, she is. She is. And
it's sort of like the lazy Susan. Was there really a Susan? Was there really a Linda?
Oh, there was a.
Was Linda really pretty?
There was a Susan with a real asshole family member, probably.
Yeah, right? I'd say good idea, Susan.
Okay. Yes. Oh, you've given us the perfect segue. Because at this point, we should probably let everybody know what the podcast is, which is, and I've got a much simpler way to break it down. Are you ready? Here's what it is. I have written down all of my dumb ideas for a whole decade, and now my friends get to look at them because there might be something good in there.
That's perfect.
I like that there might be. There might be real. Something good in there.
There might be. There's over 800 of them. So even if like only 1% of them are good, that still means there's 8 good ideas somewhere in there.
I think that's fair.
And listener, don't forget that if you hear an idea you like, it's yours to run with. I just want credit.
And I want a cut.
Amy, what is the first thing you found?
what is the first thing I found on the list? It's a talk show, and mm-hmm. it's called, in all caps, Consequences. The premise, as illustrated in the spreadsheet, is that racist idiots are on the talk show, and then in your notes you've jotted down that it features celebrities that those racist idiots admire berating them whilst being locked in a Lucite box.
Yes.
So it's a little bit kind of David Blaine-y,
yeah.
I think. And I think it could be really fun. I'm not sure how many celebrities you'd get or how long that they should, berate. But I do feel as though people would sign up pretty quickly.
I would watch the shit out of this. And it's just like, yeah. So you get somebody like for instance, internet favorite Barbecue Becky, right? You sit her down, you pretend like she's going to be on a show. You tell her that she's going to be on something like, what's like a serious news show. She's going to be on like 60 Minutes or some fucking thing. And like, you sit her down for some kind of pre-interview where you really pretend to get to know her. And, through it, you find out if there's a celebrity or an artist or somebody that she admires, right? Mm-hmm. And so when the time comes, she gets to, you take her to the set, but instead of being on like a stage with some chairs and maybe like a, I don't know, a conference table or something, she is led to a Lucite box that locks from the outside and features no furniture whatsoever. And she has to stand there. And I guess part of it is sort of predicated on kind of like, do we know whether she is unrepentant? Right, which mm-hmm. I think this feeds from a different idea that I had before. But right, so like you find people who have shown their entire ass in public on video, even that went out to millions of people. This is the part that I don't understand. Right, we've all seen videos of this type where like they know they're being filmed, they know this shit is going on the internet, and they're still being racist. And it's like, what is going through your mind? So that's the first part of the show where like there's maybe a panel of experts who are just there to grill that person and be like, what, why, what were you thinking? What's happening inside your skull? And the second part is where their favorite artist or celebrity comes on to shame them in as verbose a manner as possible. Until I don't actually know when the show ends. Do you guys have?
Ugly cry. Becky, I was going to say when somebody started crying, but I feel like she cried pretty quickly.
True.
Didn't she? Wasn't she?
Was that
the bake sale lady?
They all blend together for me, which is.
They sure do.
That, which is a problem in and of itself,
just
right?
There's a reason they all look alike.
But so yeah, I'm not sure exactly when. Oh, maybe maybe there's an IR camera pointed at the box that reads their skin temperature and kind of like when they become embarrassed, when they become sufficiently embarrassed or angry and their skin flushes, the camera registers the heat and maybe
I feel, is there a live studio audience on this show?
I hadn't considered that at all for some reason. Of course.
I feel like that's going to help it. That's going to help us know when. Now's our time. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Consequences. Good night.
We have the audience vote on whether we think it's been enough.
Ooh, that's yes. Good.
Yeah, everyone loves interaction.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's
a little
key.
Of the
I love it.
Which was it, the Milgram experiment where they zapped people?
Higher. I think it might
you're
have
like,
been.
You're basically doing a Milgram experience. do you want Jim Carrey to continue to harangue this guy?
Yeah.
I like that it's Jim Carrey. I think that's – he's going to be a recurring guest.
Yes, I think it would be – here's the – I wonder how I wonder if these idiot racists end up finding each other on social media and they talk to each other, because I think that they might get wise after the first 3 or 4 episodes of Consequences, and maybe they would stop agreeing to TV appearances.
I don't know what Sacha Baron Cohen's doing now, but people were on his shows and people were in his movies and people would continue to agree to be interviewed by him.
Oh, that's true. One wonders how The Daily Show does it. I bet that there's got to be knowledge. There's knowledge.
Just full stop. There's knowledge. Yeah. And that's how that's going to go.
Every time I think that somebody can't possibly be that dumb on the internet, they double
there's at least
in.
5 of them.
They get 5 times as dumb. And every time that I see famous person who's never demonstrated strong political leanings say something political, I'm always astonished by not even doesn't have political leanings, but is obviously kind of a lefty, says something really strong. The number of people who are like, I will never buy your clothing line again. Like the fucking Ben and Jerry's thing. I'm like, they're in Vermont, dude. Really? And now people are like, I will never eat their ice cream again. Besides, this one's better. So people, I just feel that there's a very strong infrastructure in place to support Consequences being on the air for many years.
I would agree. I think you're right. I mean, there's no limit to racist idiot culture. We've got all those, what are they called? The Proud Boys.
Oh,
about
oh,
all
God.
Those people. I don't know that most of them are internet famous, but I think they've all, some of them we might recognize. They're white and they look like evil. Yeah, I really kind of want Taylor Swift to be, we were talking, mentioning, people without obvious political leanings, but I feel she's going to start pushing the boundaries, and she's already sort of come out in favor of Democrats in her home state. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'd like Taylor Swift to yell at a racist in a Lucite box.
I would love to. Yeah, that's the thing. I would just love to see it. Please, somebody make this happen. I need to find a TV producer to pitch this to. Just if for no other reason than to, I mean, now that we're doing it here on the podcast, maybe if somebody just wants to make it happen, just.
I don't even want to cut. I will just do it, please.
Yes. Same. I don't need a cut. Just make it happen. That will be sufficient for me and my purposes, honestly.
Yeah, I'll help build the Lucite box.
What is next on the list?
This one I really didn't quite understand, so maybe you can elucidate. It's another television concept, it seems. It's The Amazing Race for Mafiosi, in parentheses, Ryan King.
Okay, yes. So this – keep in mind that I have actually never watched an episode of The Amazing Race.
Oh.
Which – is admittedly a weak point of this idea. But I was in a conversation at a party with my friend Ryan King. It was his idea. I wrote it down. But I did, I put his name in there because he deserves the credit for it. But can somebody, Amy, have you ever watched The Amazing Race?
I have seen bits of one of the races and it was amazing.
So tell me if I'm wrong about this. It's a show where you get teams of two people and you give them a destination?
Well, it's teams of two people of different links. So maybe they're brother and sister. Maybe they're mom and daughter. Maybe they're married. And yes, they all have the same kind of challenge. It's kind of like Survivor, but they have to go places. Where in Survivor, you have to, not get eaten. This is, you have to go to the top of a mountain and get the old sock or something. I don't really quite remember. It all seemed sort of ridiculous. But there's all these challenges. You have to catch the last flight, and there's only one seat. And can you both sit in the same seat on a plane? And who do you talk to try and make that happen? So it's sort of ingenuity, knowledge of travel, and putting up with another person for that long, which I think is always the real challenge. And then getting to the thing first so you get the dirty sock.
Incredible. Okay, well, I think that makes it perfect for the purposes of this idea, which is that it is that show, except that the people that you pick are members of organized crime.
Perfect. Are they in the same – well, I don't know how they would define this, but are they on the same team, organized crime, Mishley?
I would think so, yeah. So you would pit pairs of mafiosi against, like, two dudes from the Yakuza against, you know, two guys from the triads or whatever. Like, cool. You know, and, like, two MS-13 guys or whatever the fuck. Like, but you give them all the same challenge. And just – I just want to see how their approach to problem solving differs from ordinary civilians.
Are guns allowed?
I think not.
Okay. And what happens when they are suddenly allowed because they've just chosen to make that a new rule?
I think that as long as they don't harm the shooting crew and don't harm anybody on camera.
Standards.
I like that all of these are questions. If that's a thing.
I don't know. Right
now. We're just working it out. This is a whiteboard.
Yeah. Whiteboard. Exactly. that's all I've got. Like, I don't actually know how many episodes this show would run for.
Well, if guns suddenly become allowed, it would be one.
Yeah.
Yep. But it'd be really good. It'd be really good. Because I want to see the packages that they put, because there's always those little packages of, and here's the contestants kind of thing. And so I think that part would be super exciting, just for me specifically. You know, they're in sort of the stereotypical, I'm sorry, mafiosi, please don't come after me because I'm stereotyping your lifestyle, but it's two, you know, overweight Italian guys in a pizza parlor, and they're like, yeah, we're going to go on the amazing race. We're totally going to kill this. And they, you know, follow them around a little bit at their homes, collecting the monies that they steal from hardworking industrial types at whatever they do. I don't know what they do. And then they, like, transition to, now let's meet our friends from the Yakuza, and then those guys come in, and they don't talk at all. I feel like they would. I'm not really keen on all of the underworld, but
yeah,
I feel like
that's
just a lot of moving through a city, kind of smooth, and then suits,
exactly.
Well-fitting suits.
That's what I'm seeing as well. I think it would be great. Like, you're right, that part would be choice.
That's really, I think, we should just make that.
And, you know, and then just never do the actual race part.
Right. We'll just change the title.
I feel like you could actually do mafiosi editions of a lot of that kind of reality TV, like
The Great Mafia Bake Off.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Exactly. Or house buying shows.
Ooh, good one. Yes.
Vinny wants some marble columns.
Ooh.
We're going to find some marble columns.
Yes. Yeah.
Have either of you ever watched Grand Designs on Netflix?
Mm-mm. No.
It is a show. It's like a documentary show. Like, each episode is a blithe young couple who usually or a blithe old couple who have an idea for a house they want to build, and they have like a sort of a time frame and a budget, and invariably neither is met. Like, it's, do they go wildly over on all of them? I would love to see a mafia version.
It would be great. Like, how many bodies can you dissolve in these bathtubs?
God. See, that's another thing I love about this show is that we find ideas that I've had, but then our guests improve on them.
Well, I wouldn't say that I've improved it.
You've led to a refinement of the idea.
A refinement. Okay, perfect. I accept
elucidated.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What's next?
Oh, gosh, there were so many. I think I'm going to jump down a little bit to a thing that I really want in real life. Because we've talked a lot about television. So in real life, I would like to have this idea. Belt soundboard.
Okay.
You remember this concept? Because I live it on a daily basis. I work this real life. Right now.
I think that my idea was basically that, yeah, it was a soundboard that would fit inside a belt that you would just be able to press and it would, you know, and just do just noises, you know, a sad trombone, an audience clapping, or whatever. But the key, of course, is that it's on your belt and you don't have to load an app of any kind. It's just there. The buttons are there and you can just do it right then and there.
Yes. Yep. I want this so much because I have the sad trombone, and it's always great when you're at work and everyone's had a long day and you're all sitting around in a conference room with no windows and minimal lighting and you really just need a drink or a nap or both at the same time, and something terrible happens and you scramble to try and get to the wah, wah, wah sound, but it's not right there. But if I had it on a belt or somewhere that was always on my person, then boop, boop,
just hit that button. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to load shit. It's just right there. I suppose that is true. Because I guess this had not occurred to me from the depths of my male privilege that women lots of times wear clothing that does not necessitate a belt.
It's true.
Where would such – I mean, because it just needs to be like a panel with some buttons on it.
Yeah. Yes.
It could be a soundboard bra.
Maybe it's like a watch.
Oh, I could do a bra on the sides. We have, not the first time we've talked about unconventional uses for brassieres on this podcast, but like, yeah, I like think, on the side, yeah. Not the cups, but like, you know, if I just poke myself in the armpit and go, wah, wah, wouldn't be very
and then no one really knows. I mean, it's coming from you, but from where? That makes it even more magical because it's totally hidden from public view. And then when it's not hidden from public view, I feel like that even becomes kind of saucy sexy.
Are there other sounds that we would also want to be sure? Because I feel like this is an interface that has room for maybe four, possibly up to six sounds, right? Like three buttons per strap, maybe?
Or just on, stacked on top of each other. You would just have to remember which one's which.
I've never gotten over the Metallica soundboard that involves what's his face going, yeah!
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
That's one of the sounds. So we've got sad trombone. I think audience clapping. The yeah sound. Yeah. I know that this is probably a little too long for what we're going for, but I also kind of want the Darth Vader theme to play anytime I walk into a room while I'm working. I feel like that sets a standard. That's a tone.
Yeah.
In fact, that should be like a button that's sort of like configurable through some kind of app, you know, where you can like load a song into the, you know, into the memory of the device.
Yeah. Wild card sound.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? The last two buttons will simply leave to the user as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
I love it.
Let people think about it. They might like, because this thing's taken off. of the two, three ideas that we've already had, this is the one that's going to win.
I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing it on store shelves this Christmas.
This holiday season.
Yes.
Can't say Christmas.
That's true. the war they're on.
Trump would want us to say Christmas. And we will not say Christmas.
Damn straight.
Takes everything.
What is next?
What is next? Well, you had an idea as well called purse pants, but I'd like to say that those are leggings. Those already exist.
Purse pants?
Purse pants.
Meaning pants that you can keep in your purse?
Well, I think that's where it came from. You know, there was that big spate of ladies being unable to wear their own shoes for longer than 4 or 5 hours. And you could get different shoes that you would keep in your handbag.
Right.
Because heels or blisters, whatever. And I maybe that's the genesis of your idea. I don't want to put words into your brain, but I think that that might be where that came from. Oh, no, wait. I think I remember there was a note, and it said something about for when your legs get cold. And again, those are called leggings.
Yeah. Yes. I think that was exactly. Yes. That was, I don't know. I was out someplace clearly talking to a woman whose legs were cold. For some reason, the leggings thing had not occurred to her or clearly or me, but yeah, no, of course. Of course.
Yeah. Those are called leggings. You can buy them at Uniqlo or they're kind of all over. And they fold up real tiny. That's the sound of folding.
I'm going to. Of course.
Especially if you get some, like, microfiber. Like, they'll be nice and warm.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Purse pants. I'm wearing them right now.
Here's the question, though. Yeah, do you actually have a pair that you keep in a purse now?
No, I don't. So maybe it's really just the proliferation of the concept.
Yes.
Rather than remarketing something. What the heck? Things get remarketed all the time. So let's just take those Uniqlo Heat Tech leggings, which are super thin and warm, and then we just remarket them as purse pants.
Perfect.
No one's getting so.
No, yeah. No, I won't tell. I mean, I do still want my credit somehow, but and Besha presumably her cut, but we'll work that out in the background, behind the scenes.
Right. Now. Yes, behind the scenes. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's when we pull a large velvet drape to work behind the scenes.
What else? What else is there on the list of madness? I have a feeling we could maybe fit two more in, and then I want to get to the next segment of the show. But first,
I liked. There's a couple of things. I mean, there's lots of really good ideas, but there's a couple of things that I think if we have two left, it's hard to narrow down.
Well, I think we definitely want to have you on. Spoiler for another episode.
Dun dun dun. Yeah. Oh, see, that should be on the belt. That's one of the sounds. Dun dun dun. Dun.
Yes.
That's one of the sounds. Okay. Woo!
Definitely.
Okay. That really made me very excited.
No, same.
Okay. I think, where are you at, dog collar?
Okay, I think this actually is a thing that somebody made, which is basically it's a dog collar that's got a GPS inside it, that it's just there, and so now you just know where your dog is at all times. I feel like the technology finally got miniaturized to the point where somebody was able to do that, right?
It's definitely a thing, but nobody has thought to market it as where you at, dog.
Exactly. I agree, because I was reading previously, before this, about a dog who was busted at a McDonald's begging, and people would give that they thought the dog didn't have a home, and they were giving the dog hamburgers, and the dog was like, yes, and the owner was like, no, and apparently McDonald's gave them a McD collar. No joke. And I think it says McD's on it. And it has a tracker on it. But again, it has never – it should be marketed as the where are you at, dog, collar. I also feel like this could be used for men.
Almost certainly. Oh, God. You could build it into a belt or – perhaps an iPhone watch strap. you know, there are the opportunities are myriad for stealth integration.
Indeed. Yeah. I want to see the package of where you at, dog.
I'm so disappointed that this dog wasn't at the Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
Exactly.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Where you at, dog? I don't see you.
Exactly.
Sorry. Oh, that song will never get old.
It really, I feel like, I think we may be approaching the 10th anniversary of that song.
No.
It's, no. It's possible.
No.
See, we don't want it to be possible. Maybe that's one of the buttons on the belt soundboard now.
Yeah. Oh my god, we are approaching.
Did you just Google it?
I did. Edit, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just Bing it?
Yeah, exactly. Did I just put it into a search engine? I think 2011. No, 2010.
Oh,
dude. Really?
God.
It's getting close.
According to their SoundCloud.
Oh.
Wow.
Source of a lot of good things.
That song never gets old except for all of the people I've inflicted it on over the years, like my partner. Like, yes, you've played this for me.
I
know it's still funny.
I keep it on my iPod. And I still use an iPod, A. But B, that song is never leaving my iPod. Like, yeah. Every party, I have a playlist that is called Emergency Party, mm-hmm. and that song will never leave that playlist. Like, it's, yeah.
I want to go to an emergency party. I do. There should be an emergency party. Like, maybe everyone chooses their favorite first responder, and then we have the playlist of hits.
That is, this is once again the perfect segue into the next segment of the show, which is the part where we highlight an idea from our guest. You've already had one right there.
I'm totally emergency party.
Do you have another?
Do I have another? I have a lot of ideas. It's really hard right now because now I'm looking at them like, wow, there's some. Okay, here's one. So people, when you go through a breakup, there's a lot of things that you can't do. You can't go to places that you used to go to. You can't maybe certain foods or smells or beverages remind you of that person that you either still love or really hate. So along those lines, there's a website called Does the Dog Die? For people who are sensitive like I am to animal deaths. I get it. I know they're fake. I know it. That doesn't matter. I'm still going to cry. When the horse lies down in the field, tears are automatically going to happen. And I feel like we need to make a site like that, but for people who've just gone through breakups. Certain things that maybe are triggers for you, like they met in the same way you did. Okay, well, you can't watch that one. And then there's just certain things that you just can't ever watch, like When Harry Met Sally. You just can never watch that again. Forget it.
Does this contain any songs from Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars? Nope, can't watch it.
Exactly. See, those could all be searchable things that we could put in, and then you would find out whether you could watch this program, series, film, what have you, and then you're safe. It's a public service.
That's amazing.
There's nothing worse than being in a place and the thing happens and do you want to run for the hills? And there's nothing worse than, oh, I just, a little escapism, I'm lying in my purse pants on my sofa and I just want to watch a movie, and then bam,
ugly crying desks. All over.
That's the end. Now the bottle of wine is empty. How did that happen?
You need another bottle of wine. And
exactly.
You're in your purse pants. You're comfortable.
You know where your pants are. Because where you at, dog, has already been.
I definitely hear a silent T TM after purse pants now. And,
it's amazing that you can hear it because it's silent.
That is brilliant, Amy. That is brilliant. We got to lay another one on us because that was great.
Okay. The Olympics. Am I right? People love them. But every year, the Olympics go to different places. And it's always this rigmarole and people can't get shit done on time. And Russia's falling apart because they have to tear down people's houses. Well, my friends, I say we take all the plastic islands in the world and we group them together and we turn it into Olympic Island. One. We've solved the plastic problem. Two, we've got a place that's permanently dedicated to the Olympics. It's already there. We don't have to travel around. We don't have to tear down poor people's houses. We don't have to worry about toilets being connected or not connected. It's there. And we float it to your area. Maybe it's the Pacific. Maybe it's the Atlantic. I don't know. We float it to your zone. Everyone gets on Olympic Island. We do all the sportsing. And people get the medals.
I mean,
I know you're speechless. I know.
It's a perfectly compact zero waste solution.
It is.
Well, I wouldn't say that it's zero waste. Yeah, it's waste.
I mean, what it's brilliant because the construction material is there. You just need to figure out how to work it.
Yeah, that's not my job. That's an engineer.
Exactly.
I'm the idea woman.
See, this exactly,
and that's what this spirit. Podcast is all about.
Yes, exactly.
Somebody make it work.
Just take it and go. Enjoy your plastic Olympics.
I love it.
Do you think we can do the Winter Olympics on it? And they're like skiing down a mountain of those plastic microbeads.
That would be incredible. See, that's perfect. It wouldn't have to be in a winter place. It could be in the Caribbean or something, and that you already have the mountain because it's made out of plastic. Maybe there's two islands. Maybe there's like a winter one and a summer Olympic one.
Yeah, and if you felt the need, honestly, like you could just drag the winter one up into, you know, up past the Arctic Circle and just, you know, just let what happens, happens.
Exactly. I like that now it's turned into kind of the Amazing Race for mafiosi. Sort of. Let's just drag it up there. Just leave them. See how many come back.
In it's many the true ways, Olympics. It's the ultimate. Exactly. It's the ultimate test of athletic fitness.
Mm-hmm.
This the perfection. Perfection. All right. Well, I think we may have reached that point where it is time to tell everybody where we can be found on social media. For me, my whole deal has been streamlined thanks to my friend Jen, who is Jennifer Marie on Twitter and is amazing. You can hear episodes she's appeared on in the archive. Just go to flavor.country for links to all my social presences and stuff that I make, including Twitter, Instagram, and the newsletter, which I'm just going to say you should subscribe to.
You should. I love it.
But you're going to end up with a lot of browser tabs open. So
you really do.
Maybe have a disclaimer there. John.
I can't help that I include a lot of – I mean I could help it, but I can't because there's too many things that are interesting.
You can find me on Twitter as Besha, B-E-S-H-A.
Don't look for me.
I love it. No. Except don't look for Amy except for on this podcast because she's definitely coming back. Yeah. I feel like we should maybe pledge right now to have her come back until all of her ideas have been exhausted.
I think we can.
Wow.
Do that.
Okay.
That sounds right. Like us.
What happens when I keep coming up with more ideas? Oh dear. I'll stop thinking.
No, you know, I mean, we'll just make sure to keep having you on because this has been 10 kinds of delightful.
It has. I've enjoyed every second.
Excellent.
Well, this podcast, including likely future episodes of Amy, is available pretty much anywhere you listen to them, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. Whatever platform you're using, please consider leaving us a nice review or a rating because it helps more people discover us and it increases the chance that one of the ideas that you've just heard about will actually be picked up by somebody out there. If you're not going to get around to doing that, Why not tell a friend?
Why not tell several friends?
Belt soundboard.
And remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and run with it. I just want credit.
And I want a cut.